morning, Brenda.
Hi, Brenda Edelman, Russian River Watershed Protection Committee. Sorry I'm late.
No problem.
Road projects on River Road. Anyway, there have been several citizens, full-time citizens along the river who have contacted me about an issue that I just want to report to you and make you aware of it. You may not be aware of it. And that is that the Guerneville area has a dam, which in the summertime they put it in like in about June, end of June, middle June, and they take it out the end of September. And it allows for swimming in the area there. It's a highly used recreation area at Johnson's Beach. And also at Johnson's Beach, they have a Datasan, Water Agency has a Datasan collector where they collect regular information on temperature, pH. There are about six different parameters, including depth. Normally, the depth, say, at Hacienda, which is about 6 miles upriver in the summertime, is in the approximately 2 foot. It's about 2 feet or so. But at Johnson's Beach, historically, it's been about 8 feet deep because the water backs up a bit. And one of these people actually walked across the river in June, and it was at about 3 feet. And the man who is a director on Parks and Russian River Parks and Rec, who helps put the dam in each year, said there's been an increase of sediment of approximately over 2 feet. In the meantime, I find out that the Datasan is no longer working for the water agency. I don't know what the problem is, but I do know it's been out since about June, I think. And I think they're looking at replacing it. I don't know what happened, but I'm sort of putting two and two together. And the other thing that's been happening is that I had been studying the closures at the mouth of the Russian River for quite a long time because of the low flow issue. And this is the approximately over the last 20 years, there's been very few closures in July and almost none in August. But we had about 2 months of closures last month, and we had about, it's been closed at least a week now in August, which is pretty unusual. But it's a thin bar, and they tried to put in the channel for to back up the water for the fish. And it opened up right away. But so it's right now a long, thin sandbar, and they can't really do the estuary project. But the point I'm trying to make is that there's been a huge amount of sediments deposited in the lower river and probably in the upper river, too, because of all the winter storms. And that, in my mind, is bound to have an impact on water quality. I don't know that I don't have anything specific to ask you in terms of what you should do about it. I'm just basically trying to inform you, and perhaps you already know about it. But I would be very curious as how this is going to impact water quality, and I'll bring it up again on the bacteria issue because it could have an impact on that as well. So that's it for today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brenda. I have no other speaker cards.